In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're tuned in to the Gangsta Chronicles with James McDonald, Reggie Wright Jr., and Alex Alonzo on the Digital Soapbox Network.
I have a material witness on an aggravated battery. With a handgun, and they believe this might be in retaliation to her testimony.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another Gangsta Chronicles, episode 47. Today, I'm not here with my co-host, Alex Alonzo. He had to take a break and go to court today. You know, he working with the court. So, it's just me. And today, I figured it was a good time for me to bring my brother-in-law here and have him talk. I got two guys actually here I want to introduce y'all to that I call positive black men, and this is what I do this show for. First is Harry. Harry, you want to introduce yourself to the people?
Okay, my name is Harry Jackson. I'm the CEO and founder of Jackson Family Human Services, and I'm here today to talk about our business and how we're working with kids and giving people in our area access to different resources that they would have not gotten unless they went, you know, was exposed to it.
Right, right. And when I heard his story, first let me give you a little background on him. The man is not even 35 years old yet. His wife is not even 35 years old yet. Yet they take care of how many kids would you say?
Okay, so we take care of 8 kids, and we also have a family home daycare at a house where we have anywhere from 9 extra kids to 21 kids in one household. So we're blessed.
Imagine that, though. But they find he's also a firefighter. But they make time to take care of other mm-hmm. people, kids, as well as they own at the same time. And It was so crazy listening to him talk to me and listening to the things that he has accomplished and ain't even 35 years old. You know, he out there taking care of kids where it ain't too many of us out there doing it. And now he's starting his own company, mm-hmm. you know, to further and to get more kids. Imagine 21 kids in your house at one time. I couldn't do it. And a lot mm-hmm. of us wouldn't do it. But I wanted him on this show so he can elaborate on how he's doing it and why he's doing it. And he just opened his company, and I'm going to let Harry tell you how he's doing this.
Okay. So what we are is we're a behavioral supportive services company, and we have a daycare where we take care of kids that in some situations had hard time being placed at other daycares. Some of our kids have different types of behavior and they're misunderstood, and we typically work with them. We have a board certified analysis, which is equivalent to a psychiatrist, we'll say, and we believe that there's no bad kids. We don't turn away any kids. We will bring any kid in, even if he was not successful at two or three daycares. A lot of times people are not trained to deal with behaviors. A lot of times people don't have the patience to deal with any type of kid that's not, you know, perfect. I mean, according to society, being perfect. So that's what we do for the daycare side. As far as our behavioral supportive services company, we send behavioral therapists out to different families' homes, and we train families on different types of behaviors. And it's very, very important to our community and the consumers we serve to understand that sometimes when people have different behaviors that people are saying, like, let's say, for instance, if you had a kid and he was in school and he was getting in trouble, getting in fights, there's only so many reasons why that kid is doing that. And what we would do as a company is we will come out with our behavioral analysis, analyst, and she will do about a 6 to 12 hour observation. And in an observation, she's going to take an account for what the behaviors that this child is exhibiting, teenager, child, anyone up to 24, and we try to figure out why.
You think you can save a kid that's 24 years old?
It gets harder as a kid gets older, but we can. Because what we do is we target the behaviors. We create a whole behavior plan, okay? In our company, we have a behavior, a BCBA, a board certified analysis, which I said has spent a lot of time in school, which is equivalent to almost a psychiatrist, almost. I mean, not exactly the same. Psychiatrists deal more with the way you think and medications and things of that nature. What we do is we take that BCBA. She is very educated. And then we have a master's level consultant underneath her who also helps out. And then underneath that, you have a clinical trainer, well, alongside a clinical trainer. And then you also have behavioral therapists. This whole group is a team. And this team will, believe me, we get deep into it, but we pretty much look at the behavior, we look at the family environment, community environment, and we come up with a plan to help that child. And we will target the behavior. And we'll teach that child coping mechanisms.
You know? You actually believe that you can save some of these
kids?
Yes,
I believe we can save, in most cases, we can save a kid, yes. We can stop that kid from, you know, because a lot of times in our community, kids are misdiagnosed. And the misdiagnosed can be anything from getting kicked out of school. They'll just say, you're a bad kid. You know, that's how I go.
Right.
You kicked out of school, sent to jail, okay, not able to have relationships. And it starts at a young age. You know, you might have a kid that might have some type of too much energy, let's say.
Right.
And that kid might be suffering from or, you know, have a real diagnosis and never, ever get it treated at a young age. So, therefore, he goes to kindergarten.
So you teachers think you could have saved me? Just say, for instance, let's go back to when I was in the third grade,
mm-hmm.
and I got a major issue,
mm-hmm.
family issues, and I go to school. I'm fighting my teachers at this time. I'm taking butcher knives yes. to school. I'm just a bad kid.
Mm-hmm.
You honestly think, or you would take your time out to help that kid?
Yeah. So James, the real whole focus of our company is someone that's exactly like you. Because there's more to it than just you doing that. No behavior comes without some type of antecedent. And antecedent means why it's happening. So we would have come into your life, okay? Our analysis would have analyzed the whole situation. And if your family needed, let's say, family therapy, we could have pointed you in a direction to where a family therapist could have came in, and we would oversee that. Okay, if you needed behavioral intervention, we would have created a plan to stop you, to figure out why you're fighting your teacher. See, people don't just want to fight their teacher. It's just not how it go. Like, you know, typically kids want to please adults.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I can just guess a lot of times you would have did stuff for attention. And the more attention you get, kids are like, oh man, he with the business. He that's a bad man. Like, and a lot of times you would do more and more because the more attention you get and the more acceptance in our community. A lot of times we was raised wrong. Right, I hate to say it, like, it's just how it is. And
no, that's what everybody needs, the raw and uncut of where we at today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why I try to do what I do here, to reach out to the kids that are like me.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to be like me. They don't have to grow up like me. And that's why you here today,
yes,
to say, I got a business and I focus on kids like you.
Yes.
And it was a must. And if we're going to do it, let's do it right. And my whole thing is, man, I want people to understand that just because you're a badass kid today don't mean you can change.
Yes.
And look where I'm sitting at right now. You know what I'm saying? I done went to Australia. September, I'll be in Scotland.
Wow.
You feel me? So this has changed me dramatically.
Oh, yes.
All the way around, at 100. So waking up and not wanting something, and I'm like, damn, I can't get it. What hustle am I choosing today?
Mm-hmm.
It's what I put on, how I'm feeling. I'm going to go get it to get that. I don't have to do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm loving this. And how do people get to you? Is it just Victorville, or y'all, how far do this?
Okay, so right now we're predominantly in Victorville, but we service the whole empire. We also are partnered with Behavior Genius, who serves everyone from Ontario all the way down to LA. Okay, typically if you want to you know, get services or have, I mean, we can, even if we can't serve you and you're located somewhere else, if you even called us, emailed us, send us a message on Jackson Family Services on Instagram, we can point you in the right direction. Because a big part of our company is, and this is not something that we're charging for, is we give people access to resources, okay? And the resources, a lot of times, can be family marriage counseling, drug addiction counseling. Okay, we have a huge network, and there's so many resources out here for everyone. It's just a lot of times we don't know where to go get those resources from.
Right, right.
So definitely you can reach our company at JacksonFamilyHumanServices.com, okay? Or you can reach us at Jackson Family Services at Instagram.com.
I don't know your That's why we got you on here, to let people, and for real, for real, and everything.
This is
information that I think everybody in our community,
definitely,
our neighborhoods need.
Most.
Because if you think that your son or your daughter, but it's up to the parents,
yes,
first and foremost, to get that help for their kid, if they don't want their kid out, yes, running the street, going out the window at 10, 11
yes
o'clock at night, hanging
yes
out with the homies. You got to yes be a responsible parent,
yes,
and don't want your kids in a situation such as I was in and everybody else.
And one of the biggest things that we do is we do parent training. Because if we implement a full plan and the parents are not on board, then it will not work. We look at the whole family and community environment as a whole.
But sometimes you don't need the parent for the kid to get it.
Yes.
The kid wants to hear someone mm-hmm tell him,
yes,
that ain't right.
Yes.
You can do this, and you don't have to be, just because your daddy whooped your ass a certain kind of way, you don't have to be a bad kid.
Yeah.
I waited for that all my life, but I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kick his ass because my daddy whooped mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued on the wrong path.
We trying to stop the cycle.
There's a lot of kids that ain't going to listen to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got that kid, that's yes what you need. Those mentors like that brother over there,
mm-hmm,
those motivational speakers like that brother right there,
mm-hmm,
good asset to your team.
Yes.
To have him talk to these young kids and let them kids know, man, I've been here and this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that.
And you know, and I'll segue into this. You know, my cousin here, when we were about, let's say 18, 19, I remember talking to him, telling him, you know, if you were to take the same effort you put into gang banging and, you know, being out here in these streets, you can be the president of the United States, bro. That's just how smart he is. You know,
yeah,
just being serious, always on time, zero tolerance type of person. And there's a lot of people like that in our community that jail, dead,
right,
homeless, right, on drugs, you know, and that's a whole other issue within itself. But it's very, very important for us to try to work with kids when they're younger.
Right.
You know, and
I don't think you can reach a 24-year-old. He's going to have to reach himself.
Yes.
At 24, we giving them the tools. I was already set in my ways to where ain't no counselor finna help me because I ain't finna listen to nobody that don't know me.
Yeah.
Make me lay down and listen or just tell my life story. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't work. It didn't work in the third grade when I had to see a psychiatrist. Yes. You know, and my whole thing was draw these squares, triangles, octagons, and all that. I put each and every last one of them pieces on a piece of paper and took the pencil and traced them motherfuckers. I'm smart enough to do that.
That's a genius to me, though. But
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not sitting here trying to draw a star. I'm not going to do that. I set it on the table, and I traced it.
That's a genius.
I learned that in kindergarten. Put your hand on the paper and just go around. So I learned it.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So, getting these kids do they have to spend money? Do they
We do not charge the parents for anything other than daycare services, maybe, but for behavioral supportive services, no. Typically, it's going to be paid through your medical insurance. Okay.
Most people don't have that.
And if you don't have medical insurance, then we will walk you through the process of getting medical insurance. And it's medical insurance out here right now for everybody. I mean, I don't
ain't
know how
no
long
way
it's
out of it though. You ain't got. What I'm saying is, you don't have no excuses.
No, it's no excuse
to bring your child and to get help.
No, it's help
out
here for
and yourself.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, it's help out here for you. And I'll say it over and over again. You know, you got to take the first step. You know, and I've seen 24-year-olds change, but a lot of times we're just giving them the tools.
Yeah,
and sometimes the people realize, like, this is not how I want to live. You know, like, for me, perfectly. You know, I always wanted to straddle the fence. I wanted to be halfway in the streets. I thought as a kid I was going to be the biggest drug dealer in the world. That's just what I thought as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, but what ends up happening is exposure. You know, I was exposed to so many different type of people.
Right.
And I realized, like, that ain't the life I want to live. You know, but I always wanted to bring people up with me. Because what happens is being a firefighter, which I'm no longer working for the fire department. I'm working for myself, my own company, because I realized, I'm doing fine, but I look down and I don't see nobody else that look like me or resembles me, think like me in my circle. So what I do, by me creating my own company, I can hire, educate. I have to go back to my community and help.
Right.
Because
right.
There's no other reason than all of us coming up than just me.
That's right. You know? So let everybody know how we can get in touch with Harry. Now, how long have you been married to your wife first?
We've been married, she'll get mad about the guess. We've been married for about 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
You mind if I ask you how old you is, Harry?
34.
34 yes. Years old.
Yeah. I'm fortunate. You know, the wife I have is, she's very supportive. If I come up with a plan, she's going to do everything she can to help us get there. I thought I was up. And I would tell you, I thought I was up until I got me a black woman in my life that was real black woman. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of females out here. And I'm not saying everybody's not just not for everybody. You know, when you have a true partner in your life will change.
Well,
you know?
Y'all are not what I say materialistic people.
No.
And y'all strive off each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes a relationship work. Y'all was actually friends before mm-hmm. y'all got married. I mean, it ain't too many of us, I'm talking about black people, that's in a relationship like that. That can honestly say they love their wife. Yeah. You know, the average black motherfucker get married, and I know this. You're only going to stay married for 2 years until you get tired. And then you go on about your business.
Yeah.
But and, man, I just want to say to you that you are, man, you are somebody to the neighborhood. That ain't the word I'm looking for. Very important to us.
Thank you very
us.
Much. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you, because if we had 10,000 you, it wouldn't be no me.
Nah,
it wouldn't be no bullshit. We all be good. And thank God we have the resources that we got now, such as you and your wife extending your arms and your homes to kids y'all don't even know mm-hmm. and helping them, that gives us a chance. Mm-hmm. That helps us stop little cats like myself growing up to be idiots, assholes, or whatever. They actually got an opportunity and a chance not to be taught. And this ain't to be racist, but when I had a psychiatrist, when I went to see this psych, every last one I had was white. This is nobody on my level that understands mm-hmm. where I'm coming from. Now we have that. You see what I'm
That's
saying?
That's a huge part of it.
Now
yes.
we have that. And man, I applaud you 100. I want you to tell everybody where they can go. I want you to, if they got a number that they can call, mm-hmm. anybody, he's just starting out, anybody in the Inland Empire that have and need help with the children, call Harry, Mr. Jackson. He got a man, just when you meet the man, you'll see. And this is a young man. This man, I'm 20 years older than this young man. And yet to have a head on my shoulder like this dude, man, that's why I have to applaud him. So give everybody your number, your information.
So our phone number is, you can call us Jackson Family Human Services. Our phone number is 442-327-9172. You can reach me at hjackson@jacksonfamilyhumanservices.com. You can reach us on Instagram at Jackson Family Services. At Instagram.com, I don't know how to miss you. Instagram.
Well, once you call the number, I guarantee you, and then I'm gonna call his wife and get the correct what you call him. But
yeah, no, I gotta see. Yeah, you know, we have a whole staff of people who can. If once we get a call, we don't turn anybody away. We will help you in any way we possibly can. I mean, we overextend ourselves to everyone. Okay, and that's white, black, Asian, Latino, old, young. Give us a call, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Right, right. And man, to my pleasure, Harry brung his cousin here today. And when he got out the car, in the car, Harry was telling me about this guy. This guy did 5 years in YA. Well, I'm going to let him explain his story. Harry, let that cat come, that young man come in and sit. So give me a second. Let this guy come and sit down. And man, I'm telling you, this is not my doing. I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't know what was going on. I had Harry, but to my addition, this young brother come in here, and man, he's another black young man story that need to be told, I think. So let everybody know who you is out there in the Gangsta Chronicle world.
My name is RC, well, Arcelon. I go by RC, RC Osborne.
Right, and you was telling me outside you did time.
Yeah, I did about 5 years, about the time I was 14 to 20 in now, the CYA.
Wow. Now, this is going to be the killer part. For everybody such as myself that say we can't do it, I didn't have no choices. We don't have excuses for where we want to go in life. And this brother is a prime example. What tell us a little life history of getting out of jail after 5 years.
Okay, well, I was running the streets of San Diego, involved in different gangs and activities, not different gangs, but gang activities. Yeah. Come from a broken home, a story that's so familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. So what made you change?
I didn't change right away. Once I got out of YA, I tried to stay away from the politics, but moving right back into the neighborhood when I was 19, 20, it kind of sucked me back in.
Right.
So I ended up doing a couple county bids and then actually going to prison for about 2 years.
Right.
And, what really made me change was my family, particularly my nieces.
Right.
And just being tired of being in jail.
What, just feeling that need to change your life for your family?
I had never felt like me feeling love for another human like that deep.
Right.
My nieces, and I was seeing my nieces being born, not being there. Like, I had never felt that before. So I was able to go through those whole, consecutive years because I didn't really feel nothing. I didn't really have no attachment to anything.
Right.
So it was two parts. It was me finally, starting to recognize my feelings for something.
Right.
And then just, being in prison and seeing the politics, I was set up by the cops, for me and one of my enemies to basically kill each other. And he talked some sense into me. He was like, yeah, we're not about to do this.
Right. And, well, y'all like face to face pistol up?
Yeah. Yeah. Other? Well, we had got into it and they sent me to the hole. And then pretty much when I got back, for some reason, I was in the same class that he was in, and that ain't even supposed to happen.
Right.
But I was getting into it with the staff. I was young and hot-headed.
Right.
So I guess they wanted to see us go at it. So they put us in a room with knives and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. They'll do it to you.
Yeah, they'll do it to you. So I was so young, I didn't know what was going on. I just knew I wasn't about to go out. And
right.
This dude was like, he was like 30, 32. And here I am, like 21.
Well, he pretty much.
He said, "You see what's going on."
He knew where it was coming from.
So I thank that brother because, that was a turning point.
You know his name?
I don't know. I just know his.
We're just gonna say shout out to that brother.
Shout out to that brother, man.
That didn't take this man life.
Yeah. Right. I don't know his name, and I don't know if I want to put him out there at the same time. Well, but I know his gang name, but I don't know. I don't know his name, but so. It was that, and then I always had a desire to play basketball, since I was young, and go to college. It was crazy. Even though I was, in these institutions, I always daydreamed and kind of visualized myself on a court.
Well, you're daydreaming, you actually made your dream come true.
Yeah. So that's what I did. As soon as I got out of prison, I educated. That's the most important part. I educated myself. I read books. I learned about my history. I learned that, we just don't come from slavery. You know what I mean? I learned about my heritage. You know what I mean? A stolen legacy. And once I pretty much became familiar with myself and I got to know myself and I got to experience the emotions that I just, kind of put to the curb for so long.
Right.
It was then when I was able to grow and take my life seriously.
Right.
Not by denouncing anything, but just kind of showing.
Well, you have to denounce, especially, and I think that's where your manhood comes from, and showing them that you've been a man and responsible of yourself.
Okay,
is to denounce. I don't care how a motherfucker choose to use it, and I use the word motherfucker loosely. No, but I'm being honest. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you let these cats know, these people know that you fucking with, the homies,
yeah.
If you let them know, I'm done, it's pretty much denouncing that I'm not, this ain't me no more.
Yeah.
So you have to really give that part up. You can't be a half-ass crook.
No, you can't.
You can't be a half-ass homie.
You know.
So you got to be done with it.
Yeah. And you know, I'm done with it. It's just the fact that, you know, I never wanted to be done with where I came from. And not necessarily the gang part,
right.
But the tied to the culture. Because so many of us, we get rich, we get smart, we get money, we get married, and we move away. And we forget, whether mentally or physically. And we can't, it's like a disconnect.
Right.
That money becomes a disconnect. That position becomes a disconnect. You know, and that's what I mean by that. Like,
right,
it was just,
right.
And like you said, it was an internal force, you know, battling like, oh, you know,
yeah,
that ego and that pride. Yeah. But yeah, so after I got out of prison, you know, like 4 months later, I was enrolled in college, City College, San Diego, you know, started playing basketball, got a scholarship, stayed at City for 2 years, a scholar athlete, you know, shout out to Coach Mitch at City College. He took a chance on me.
Right.
He didn't, you know, and I just had raw talent. I didn't know how to set a pick properly. I didn't know. He would just throw me and get in there.
Yeah.
You know, type deal. And then that led to a scholarship out to a private university, a private Christian university in Oklahoma. So I did about 3 years out there and obtained my bachelor's in behavioral science. You know, came back to San Diego by the grace of God and some help from my mentors, Adrian Askenese, you know, Maria Senor, Nola Bride, Butler Bride. We, you know, they helped me get into a master's program called CBB, Community Based Block, in San Diego State.
Right.
And I took it seriously, and I earned an MA in education. And so from there, I got, you know, that took me different places, you know, helping at colleges or interning to becoming an academic counselor. Advisor.
Wow.
To eventually teaching my own classes. So
so you teaching like in your
actually
own,
yeah, actually teaching. Yeah,
so
I actually got a professor title, associate professor title, you know, going into these classes at that point in time in my life and teaching, you know, teaching
Man.
College prep 101, teaching transfer, you know, teaching community college kids. Our students, rather.
So do you go around telling people you could be what you want to be and then let them know where you came from? I mean, you there.
Most definitely.
You're a prime example.
Most
of
definitely.
What we need to be, what we need to understand about ourselves. I don't care how bad we've been. I don't care what we've done. The only person can fix that is God himself.
Exactly.
But where down here, I can make it better. And half of us don't think like that because we don't know. Half of us don't understand because we have no one in our ear to teach us where, man, you can be anything you want to be. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I know. I feel that.
It's good, man. You went from prison to teaching. This is where we need to understand. This is where we need to go. And that's a cold-ass message for anybody. You know, we as black men, do not have any excuses to fail. Just because we fail, we can't blame that motherfucker over there. We can't blame him, say his slavery fucked us up. We didn't even live the shit, for number one. What we had is, man, we got to get better with ourselves and getting to our kids and teaching our kids a better way. And then guys like you and myself that went through it, can come and sit down at the round table and say, okay, this, I had enough, this is what I'm doing now. You educated yourself by reading books, you know.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's crazy that only some of us get it. You feel me? And man, it's a good thing that you came today. I wasn't even expecting this, y'all. I swear to God, I wasn't expecting this, to get a brother that's been on that level and can sit here next to me and say, man, I did 5 years, then I did 2 years, then now I had enough. And then he can sit here and say his education took him places. You know what I'm saying? At that age and at that time, after doing prison time, they tell you you can't get a job after prison, which was kind of true. Try to be a security guard after you get out of prison. Mm-hmm. They're going to give you 90 days and they're going to fire your ass. That's all you got. It's 90 days. So you're going to have to keep doing it or you're going to go to a warehouse. But, man, I really appreciate that. And I want everybody to know, it's a whole lot of us out there that's trying to get that education, that didn't give up, that got mentors, that's helping other people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that pay it forward shit. Let's do that. That's what I'm trying to do. And I know you doing that. You talking to kids. I know you've been, boy, you're so blessed. It's pathetic. And us as black men need to grab a hold to what we are, understand who we are, become men. You're not just a man when you turn 18 and 20. We're not men because we don't understand what it's about, what it means to be a man. I got a brother over here. He understands what it means to be a man. And here I am, 55, and didn't understand. I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't looking at it like that. But this is where we got to get our little brothers on. This is where we got to get our little sisters on. We got to stop applauding our little sisters, paying them $20 to twerk.
Yeah.
We got to, man, yeah. All of this bullshit.
Bring it out.
We degrade ourselves. Ain't nobody helping us do this shit. We doing it to ourselves, man. And I appreciate you to sit down and just really say where you came from. It ain't everybody's business, but it's business. It's shit that everybody should know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy taught people. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I really that's the hammer I hit home. Like, you can do anything that you put your mind to. And you know, you hear it when you're young.
Right.
But it's just, it's like so repetitive, you start thinking like, oh, that's just another slogan. Like Nike, you just do it. But I really believe that. And not only do I believe it, but I preach that. You know, right. Wherever I'm at, I let the young kids, young students, I let even older people older than me, to know that your past don't define you.
Right.
That's just something that, you know, you went through. And so I don't let none of my homeboys or none of my family or none of my friends, I should say, take that scapegoat. Because so many people ask me, how'd I do it? That's amazing. And here I am. This whole, don't get me wrong, it was hard times. I went through so many emotions trying to get through to where I was at. But it was relatively easy. I'll share that with you. It was relatively easy. I had a passion. I had a real passion. And I was doing what I loved. You know what I mean? Right. I never went to high school. Never went to high school. Just straight out. And I was playing basketball, which helped me. I was doing what I loved. And everything fell in line. And that's just my message, you know. So some of these classes, I also taught classes of like restorative justice class to formerly incarcerated students.
Right.
So they put at a college called MiraCosta, we kind of put a program together targeting students who have been formerly incarcerated from 18 to 40. And they giving them the tools to succeed. Because education is a cold, cold piece of work if you use it the right way.
It damn sure is.
Yeah. So that's what I'm on now. And I'm more into you know, trying to motivate and speak, motivational speaking, trying to make my own lane.
Right.
In that lane, trying to make my own lane. And
so do you go to the back to the neighborhood to see if you can help one of the homies get out of his situation, letting them know that this ain't what you don't have to do.
Yeah, I still stay in San Diego.
Right.
I still stay in the city of San Diego. Only time I moved away is when I went to Oklahoma.
Okay.
I'm always around. I didn't taught at San Diego City College, right in the heart of San Diego, you know.
You a young cat too, man. I'm tired of these young cats coming in here just all educated and shit. I don't want to ask you how old you is, but I know you're under 30, 35. You 40?
No, I'm not 40.
You're younger than that?
Yeah.
Y'all about the same age?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, still.
Yeah, that's my cousin. And he told me, you know, I was kind of dibbling, dabbling in different things and while on my path. And he told me if I don't use my purpose, God gonna take me off this earth.
Oh, man, that's a cold thing. And that's true.
That's always stuck with me.
That's true.
And so,
you know, and one thing you learn, you can't take everybody with you. Everybody ain't gonna get your message.
Same for everybody.
You can't take care of everybody. God got a message for all of us. And you know, you just gotta know when he's using you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You realize he's using you. Harry realized that he has a purpose. And his passion and his love is for kids, not just his own kids. They all his. I see how you interact with them. Everybody in that house is his kid, and it ain't too many. Which I said earlier, we need to get back to that. We need to learn how to love and take care of each other instead of fighting and killing each other.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And if we get a bunch of y'alls, a bunch of young men with their head on their shoulder, should I say, to get out there. If they get in one car and just roll to certain places and speak on it, then we good. I think we need to reach the juvenile hall system. Half of them kids is asking for help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
they wouldn't let me up in there with my record.
They wouldn't even.
I tried. I was in there for a second, and then the person that brought me, he almost got fired.
And that's the cool thing about it right now.
It ain't no doors.
I've been out of prison since 1988, and there's still some things that this California won't allow me to do.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? They let me go to Australia, though. They slipped up. But but seriously, though, your history, your past history shouldn't even matter if you doing the things you doing. This is me now. It doesn't matter what I did. I paid for that. So society tell you right now today, I don't care if you went to prison or not. Your debt is not paid. And they won't let you forget it. And that's the cool thing about our system,
mm-hmm.
about us, about black men. You get a record, they ain't letting it go.
And that's why I hopped in education, because they not discriminating there. I mean, it can be fixed. It's got its ups and downs and problems with every other institution. But you hop in there, man, they can't deny you your bachelor's degree. They can't deny you your associates. They can't deny what you've done.
Right.
They can't
take
that.
Going to different places, just like you went trying to go into a facility.
Yeah.
And then your background, your check come. Oh, no, he can't come in.
Oh, you're not getting in here, yeah.
What I did in the past is the past. I paid my debt.
They don't see it that
way. No, they don't see it that way. And that's why we still have problems getting and trying to move forward to the or go to the next level because they still got us handcuffed. And half of us is just on some fuck it. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking about me too, because I was like, man, I'm out of prison. What's after Suge Knight? What's after? I got to get a job. I got a family. I got kids. So a certain job, then they fired you after that 90 days. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was a security guard with my own pistol. Y'all ain't got to give me no pistol. I'll be out here at night. But I had my own goddamn pistol. Mm-hmm. I wasn't stupid. I ain't finna walk around nobody building all night around that creepy shit without one.
Yeah.
So just to say that my past kept coming up everywhere and everything that I did. And then it frustrates you. It frustrated me. So it made me give up, saying, fuck that. Selling mm-hmm. dope was easier, you know, on the little drug shit, and taking from others to get what I wanted was easier. So I don't have to deal with these people. The only person I had to deal with is the police. And that's some catch me if you can shit. And we wind up back where we at.
Right.
Because sooner or later you're going to fuck around and get caught.
You know, it's funny, man. I had that mentality. And I was actually trying to change my life when I got out of Hawaii, like mentally.
Yeah.
But it didn't work. And I had that same mentality, like, well, I'm going to go do this. And I ended up on a bus to prison with my dad, shackled with my dad. We went to prison. Me and my dad went to prison on the same bus.
That'll make me think, damn, Pops, you're in prison with your son.
I was just so happy to be going to prison. Honestly, like, to have that stripe, my dad looked, I was like, yeah, Pops, I'm about to do this when I hit the yard. I'm about to do this. He looking, now that I look back, he looking at me like, what is wrong with this boy? You know what I mean? Like, what? But, you know, it'll definitely take you on a couple trips.
Well, I mean, I ain't do no time with my pops, but, you know, you know, us as little boys growing to young men, sooner or later men, man, I didn't have a father to look up to. You know what I'm saying? And that was probably one of my problems then. But, you know,
I still don't.
It's we don't have to continue
to
have our sons grow up and be. One thing I said when I was gangbanging, now one of my sons better not ever get caught sagging. Now one of my sons ever pierce their ears. I didn't have that. You ain't going to be like me. I did everything that my mama, husband, whatever, father didn't do. So that was a reversal to me. I had enough sense. My son is, I'm not going to introduce him to gangs. And he ain't finna be out here because that's the worst thing. Getting that phone call, your son just got killed around the corner.
Man.
So that was one of the things I say, at least I did do right. Both of my sons went to college.
Oh, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? That's good.
And I ain't going to say I spent a lot of money in helping them get there, but they got there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I did contribute to it. I did what I can do as a father. You know what I'm saying? And me and my sons have a cool relationship right now today. You know, about to get my youngest son a car because he decided to go back and get his degree.
Okay,
So for that, I can get you a car. You know what I'm saying? I can help you do what you're doing. You don't have to struggle. You know what I'm saying? My oldest son, he takes care of his daughter. She's 12 years old, and he's been raising her since she was day one. The mother walked out the hospital when they said, y'all can go home. And he been having her ever since. So they good boys. My daughter, something different. She's buck wild. She got her daddy and her mama and her, and she can't quit. Now, maybe I need to get her right when she come home. So, but man, I appreciate y'all coming in and really just, man, sit down and just conversating with me. Like I said, you was a bonus for me today because I was going to talk to Harry, and I know Harry don't talk that much, and I know he wasn't going to give me no hour and a half. So you was a bonus for me. But
I appreciate it.
Right, that's right, man, and I appreciate you, 100. You. Man, keep doing what you're doing. man, you know, a long time ago, I wouldn't say thank you, Jesus, and I didn't bless God at all. But today, right now today, from 17 years now, I am not ashamed of God. And, man, I thank God for the day. I thank all my blessings, brother. And I appreciate y'all for coming. Harry, I hope we get you out there.
Insta, my head, where they can find me at.
Yeah, let us know where you at.
So I'm on Instagram, RCARCE_Osborne, OSBORNE. So if you need some a motivational speaker, life coach, things of that nature, just go ahead and shoot me a message, and we get the ball rolling.
Okay, now I'm finna make a joke. Y'all see this guy just say, hold up, let me pitch my shit real quick. You did that, but man, I appreciate everybody for coming out, Harry. I hope y'all don't get lost leaving this mother. And man, Gangsta Chronicles, man, we got a lot more to come.
This has been a Digital Soapbox Network production.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.